The number 40 is mentioned frequently in the Bible, well over 100 times. Just a few examples I'll give you. In Genesis, it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. On two separate occasions, Moses was on Mount Sinai for 40 days and nights. Jonah was sent to preach to Nineveh, where he warned them they had 40 days to repent. Elijah, Moses, and Jesus all fasted for 40 days. The 12 spies who spied out the Canaan land were there for 40 days. The Israelites had to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. Jesus was on the earth for 40 days after his resurrection. Israel was under subjection to the Philistines for 40 years in Judges 13. And God instructed the prophet Ezekiel to lay on his side for 40 days in Ezekiel 4. You could name many more. And perhaps you're like me as you read through the Bible and you see the number 40 come up again and again. It fills you with a little wonder, and you're curious as to why do we see 40 so often in the Bible? And I think there's multiple reasons for that. As the devotional this morning, I'll give you one reason. The number 40 in the Bible seems to signify enough. I'll give you a few examples that we see the number 40 signifying enough. Deuteronomy 25 and 3, the law of the Hebrews that govern their society. Under this law, if someone was found to be wicked and deserving of punishment, they were to receive 40 stripes. We read in Deuteronomy 25, verses 2 and 3, it says, "Then it shall be, if the wicked man deserves to be beaten, that the judge will cause him to lie down and be beaten in his presence, according to his guilt, with a certain number of blows. 40 blows he may give him, and no more, lest he should exceed this and beat him with many blows above these, and your brother be humiliated in your sight." 40 and no more. 40 was enough, and under the old law, that was the number of blows they were to receive. Another example of 40 being enough is in 1 Samuel 17. This is one of my favorite historical accounts in the Bible of David and Goliath. And the giant Goliath came out before the camp of the Israelites, and he mocked them. And we're told there that he did that for 40 days. 40 days he came out and mocked the army of Israel. And for 40 days, no one answered the call. And I think we see that's enough to know that no one was going to come out and fight Goliath. Before David showed up, if no one came for a week or for 2 weeks, if no one came for a month to fight Goliath, if no one came for 40 days, that was enough to show that no one was going to fight Goliath. No one after David killed Goliath could come back and say, "Well, I was going to do that. I was pretty busy." No, 40 days was enough. Nobody was going to go. 40 days was enough to show that Israel needed a savior. 40 days was enough to show that David was the only one. He was the only one who was willing to go fight Goliath. In the New Testament, we see again that the number 40 seems to signify enough. Acts, the first chapter. Jesus appeared for 40 days after his resurrection. 40 days was enough to show that Jesus was risen. Acts, the first chapter, verse 3. "To him he also presented himself by many infallible proofs, being seen by them 40 days. 40 days was enough to prove a risen Savior. That was enough time to give evidence. So if we think about the number 40 today, what is it? Does it mean anything to us today? Well, I think we can take some of the same meaning from it. I'd like to look at a passage in John, the 20th chapter, verses 30 and 31. I always think of Bill Cooper. Whenever I read this passage, coincidentally enough, about 40 years ago, Bill had a kids class for the children at Prince Road, and he had us memorize this passage. Probably a passage many of you have memorized. It says, "And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, you may have life in his name." So we don't have all the miracles that Jesus performed. In fact, John tells us later in John, he said if we did write them all down, all the books in the world might not be able to hold it. We're not given all of them. But you can probably guess, if by my count, we've been given about 40. If you were to go through, and you might count a few more, maybe a few less of the miracles that Jesus did, but I count about 40. I don't think that's a coincidence. We've been given 40 miracles of Jesus. We know he did many more, but 40 of them have been recorded. And John tells us why. He tells us why that these have been written down. He says, "These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name." 40 is enough. It's enough for us to come to a conclusion on what we will do with the account of Jesus. You know, we have some parables of Jesus recorded in the Bible as well. And by my count, if you go through the Gospels and count those parables up, there's about 40. And again, I think that's a sign that's enough. I suspect he told more than 40 parables. But we're given about 40. And 40 is enough for us to learn what we need to know about Jesus. You know, we could take a step back and just look at the Bible as a whole. And we don't have 40 books in the Bible, but we do have about, by my count, about 40 authors. We have the testimony of 40 different, very diverse individuals telling us about the Lord. And that's enough. That's enough for us to come to a conclusion. It's enough evidence for us to know what we need to know about the Lord. I'll just close with this morning. We have been given enough. God has done his part. He's given us the information we need. He's given us enough. So I'll just say this. I'll say this. Fight the good fight. And fight it with the confidence, with the conviction that comes from knowing that you've been given enough. Fight the good fight of faith.